When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Here's Nikki.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. We're very far into our... Well, it's Wednesday. This is our fifth week, sixth week. I don't even know. Welcome to the show. If you're here for the 22nd time or you're here for the first time, welcome. I'm Nikki Glaser. I'm a comedian, and you might know me from Netflix and roasts and different appearances on Many Things to Tell the Truth on ABC, which I'm going back to film very soon. I'm very excited about that. It's a fun show. That's not what this is about. Just wanted to welcome you to the show. If you've listened all the time, I'm really sorry to bore you with all this. Thank you for listening to the ads at the top of the show. Thank you to people who... I literally just met a guy downstairs who is a friend of mine that I was working... I'm in the Cayman Islands. I just finished working on a show here. The show is over, but I'm staying in the Cayman Islands because there's no COVID here, and I don't want to go back to the States until I absolutely have to, which turns out to be this Saturday. But I just met a guy downstairs who dropped off something special for me to eat tomorrow. And that's all I'll say. And he was like, how do I hear your podcast? And I was like, he was like, I liked it on Instagram, but like, I don't know how to hear it. I'm like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, this is a really cool guy that like should know, like podcasts, you got to listen to podcasts. Like, and people go, I want to listen to your podcast. And I go, wait, you've never heard a podcast? I go, don't start with mine. And these are always people that are just not very comedy. They're not like comedy connoisseurs if they haven't heard of podcasts before. So
right.
I'm not like trying to get them into mine as much as I'm like, why don't you check out Serial Season 1? Podcasts are like a medium of which are up against TV show, like TV shows, movies, books, podcasts. Like, it's a way to be entertained and educated. I would say educated more so than even TV or movies sometimes, depending on the documentary or series that you're watching. But like, I've learned so much from podcasts. You'll learn a lot from this one too, although I am not an expert in anything. Andrew Collin will be here shortly. He is my co-host on the show. I just felt like, Noah, that some people are tuning into this for the first time and they like don't know the situation. So I'm in the Cayman Islands. Usually I'm living in St. Louis, which I will be back there on Saturday. I live with my best friend, Andrew Collin. He's a 41-year-old comedian who I met as my dog walker, but now he's my best friend and my roommate. He moved to St. Louis for me from New York City to start the podcast and be my roommate because I lived in St. Louis for the quarantine with my parents. Before that, I was living in New York or LA. And I couldn't keep living with my parents. I wanted to live on my own, but I no longer do comedy every night, which is something that made it so I could live alone because I was never home and I don't like being alone. So the fact that my life was very different, I needed to live with someone. I asked Andrew to move in with me. I asked him to be my podcast co-host. Noah is my podcast producer, who you hear on the other end. She is in Arizona. And and it brings us to the Nikki Glaser podcast. We're here daily, Monday through Thursday. You get it. Yeah, I just wanted to catch people up. There's nothing that annoys me more than like being like, hey, listen to this podcast. And then you're listening to it with a friend. Like, it's your favorite podcast, but you like listen to it in the car with them. And there's like all these inside jokes and there's all these things that people don't understand. And I was thinking about this show yesterday. If people were just jumping in, I'm like, I just assume they know, but they might not know. So every now and again, I like to give a little refresher. But yeah, it's I am in the Cayman Islands still, of course. I had an insane day yesterday of podcasting. I did our podcast. I did three other podcasts. And then I did a Zoom call with girlfriends to catch up with them. So that is five podcasts. That is five. Like at the end of all of it, my girlfriends were like, okay, we can't wait to talk. And I'm like, yeah. Even though the podcast with them was not recorded, even though it should have been because it was amazing. So helpful because I have been going through romantic struggles, a breakup, I guess, a heartbreak. I have needed to rely on my friends a lot. It's something I can't talk about on podcasts because of the nature of it. That being like, you know, it's just, I will talk about it someday because I'm finding it very hard to find things, podcasts or, well, actually I haven't really looked into podcasts, but I've been having a hard time finding things to make me feel better about it. Naturally, that's not true. That is not true. I found stuff, but there needs to be more. So I will be talking about it at some point when I'm ready to process it, but, not on air yet, which for me is a really big struggle. And it's hard to not be completely, I'm not being honest with you guys. That's another thing about this podcast. I never lie, or I try not to. Yesterday, I accidentally lied. What did I say? I was on a podcast and I said that it was something like, oh, I lied about having podcasts. I was like, this is my fifth podcast today. And it was like my fourth. And I was like, that didn't feel good. So I regret that lie. But generally, I don't lie.
Yeah, as long as you don't lie on this podcast.
Yeah, that's where, okay. But I try not to lie in my regular life too. I'm trying to catch those moments where I go, I know I told you I had two bowls of oatmeal or like four bowls of oatmeal. It was three. And it wasn't like, I exaggerate little things here and there because I come from a lineage of people who exaggerate by 30% either way if it serves the story. You could always, anytime my dad says anything that you go, wow, that's kind of impressive, take it down 30% or add 30%. And in either way, it would be less impressive. And that is my dad's true. It's the true stat. So yeah. Oh, we spent 17 days in that jail, me and my friend.
You mean 10? Let's probably take it to 12. Anyway, I don't like to lie on here, but I'm learning how to not talk about everything. But the thing is, I will eventually. I just need time to process it. I'm trying not to talk about everything as it's happening because that is where you get into sticky situations of, you know, the things I want to text right away, the things I want to email people right away when I get a nasty email, the things I want to, because we have immediate communication now with texting and everything, like there's no time to think. Did we talk about this before where it's like you used to have all weekend to think about what you were going to say to that person at school on Monday, and now you can just shoot a text off or let work. And it's just like, I am just trying to take more time to reflect before I make a statement about things, but it's so hard.
something I've learned in anger management is exactly that. Like, if you're really angry about something, just wait 5 minutes and you'll see that at the end of that 5 minutes, you're not as angry as you were the 5 minutes before. And then try to extend it a little bit more.
Yes.
And then in the end, you just see that it's just not that big of a deal.
So wait a second. Have you gone to anger management classes?
Like with my therapist.
Oh, and she teaches you techniques. And it's, how hard is it though? Because I don't have anger. I mean, obviously everyone has anger issues, but I don't, those aren't the ones that I've had to confront and come up with a plan for. How hard is it when you are that angry to sit it out? And like, what are you supposed to do when that there's that urge? Because I have different urges that I have to like sometimes I want to binge eat. Like, I just want to keep eating the thing I enjoy eating that I just finished. I'm going to do the rest of it. But I've learned now if I go put it away, I only take what I want to eat. I put it away. Then I go play guitar after I'm done eating, even though I still want to eat and the urges, I get it out of my sight. There are certain things I can set myself up for so I can use that buffer zone where I won't feel the same about that package that I want to eat and like lick when I'm done eating. That work. But what do you do though? Because I think that's more relatable of you want to scream or throw a plate or say something to someone and you need to wait. What do you do?
Well, honestly, it's a lot of trial and error and you don't always succeed. But you
literally go to court and there's a trial and you get a restraining order. Yeah.
It's just something you have to keep top of mind. You just constantly work on yourself. You're going to fail. And there's just like this diffused feeling after like an intense, angry moment that is just the worst. And you just try to do whatever you can to not have that anymore.
Can you give me an example of something you would do out of anger that's completely embarrassing? Like the same way that I would literally like make a crackers and cream cheese. And then I'd eat ice. Like literally scoop the tofu cream cheese with like my fingers and go around the container. And I only wanted one serving, but now I'm finishing a container of cream cheese. Like that feeling of hatred when it's done and you throw it in the trash. Like what's that equivalent with like an angry outburst? Because everyone knows that feeling of like, why did I do that? I didn't need to do that. Is that the same feeling of like self-hatred?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'll tell you one from a very long time ago before I even started therapy or knew that I had an issue. I used to work with an ex and, back in the day when they had the flip phones and I don't remember what I was angry about because that doesn't even matter. I was just so infuriated that I took his phone and I just broke it in half.
What?
And I'm very embarrassed about it. It's just, I don't know, like illogical.
What did he do?
Reactions. Well, thank goodness we were at work so that he couldn't like, I don't know what he would have done, but he was just so mad at me and he had to get another phone, but that wasn't hard for him.
That was the end of flip phones. That was probably the end of flip phones anyway. Like it was time for him to upgrade to like not, a, you know, whatever. Like there yeah, was good. A last generation of flip phones. Oh my God. I bet so many flip phones got cracked by angry girlfriends because that was such an easy thing to crack. But girls throw phones all the time and so do guys. I mean, that's like the new way to like this thing that I feel like you're using against me in some way. I'm going to shatter it and like, yeah, that makes sense. So, okay, I guess we learned something today. Let's get Andrew in here. And I know Andrew has more, he does have anger issues, but I think they are more similar to my like scraping food out of a container that you were only supposed to have one serving out of as opposed to breaking a flip phone. But listen, we're all somewhere on this spectrum. Let's get into the show, get my roommate from another room here with us to go through the headlines today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Andrew, what's up? How'd you sleep last night?
Nick. I'm good, dude. Things are good over here in St. Louis. Got the new couch.
Yeah.
You could see it in the background.
Look at that little baby. It's not even little. It's a big baby. Shout out,
dude, it's a big ass couch. Yeah. It's dope.
Our whole like place is furnished by Burrow, which I love their furniture. So I'm excited to lay on it. And the guy that was, so the task rabbit came over and put together all of this furniture that was waiting for us when we came back from the Caymans. And yeah, he did it fast, right?
He was unbelievable. This guy, I went to work out. I did my 30-minute uphill walk.
If you don't know what TaskRabbit is, it's an app where you like hire people to do shit you don't want to do for yourself. It's an app, and you just go on, and you just are like, oh, I need someone to like get groceries for me. I need someone to like put together the shelf. I need someone to fuck my wife. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's off. That's what you, once you get them to build your shelf, then you can go, hey, listen, I got another job for you.
Well, the nice thing is I write out the directions of how to fuck my wife.
And it's all step by IKEA step. Like directions with like these people with just like circle.
He's
heads.
Like, you have a couple parts left. And I was like, I know. I'm sorry.
We have our own tools there because I have a box of so many dildos and vibrators.
Oh my God.
Room
you could
where
build
he was building.
You could build 9 skyscrapers of women with that thing.
I have so many sex toys waiting for me to explore back at home that got sent to me from someone. Balesa, which is where I like get my porn from. This is not an ad, by the way. It's just like my, if you're wondering where I pay for my porn, kink.com, Blacked Raw, and Balesa.
Bless you.
B-E-L-L-E-S-A. And it's like that. That's like, Belessa is like really good porn for like, it just makes you feel like you're, it's such a clean place to go and watch porn after you've been to Blacked Raw and kink.com. And by the way, Blacked Raw is my new subscription that I've been like wanting to subscribe to for so long, but it was too scared because I was scared that like it would be
sounds
a
like
racial
a poker
thing
game. Yeah,
or like
yeah.
someone would think that I was doing it because like that somehow it would get out and I would get canceled because it's like, why does this white girl going to Blacked Raw, which is like a bunch of black guys having sex with women. And it's just,
yeah, it's
but
great.
The thing is, the reason I do it is not because of a racial thing. At least I don't think that subconsciously, maybe. But it's because they're the only gangbangs I can find where the guys are like nice and enthusiastic and not mean to the girls. And that they're like, wow, girl, you're amazing. And they're just like, look at her. Do you love this? And she's like, I love it. And they're not like yelling at her and making her feel like a dumb bitch. Like they're like really excited to be with her. And they're like taking care of her and they're not like making her more uncomfortable than she might already be. Not uncomfortable, but like, you know, it takes a lot to do a gangbang physically. So for you to also like be supportive of her emotionally is very important to me. And they're very vocal about like, they're talking about what they're doing. They're talking about what she's doing. And like, I like when guys talk in porn. So I bit the bullet and I'm just like you, I related to you when you sign up for OnlyFans, which you have before when you've been super horny.
OnlyFans, yeah.
OnlyFans is how you say it. But like, yes. I related to like, I like, you know, when guys do things when they're horny that are so stupid. For me, paying $29.99 a month for the rest of my life because I don't even know how to cancel it for Blacked Raw just so I could get in there and see what they got because all of the Blacked Raw videos on other porn sites are always like not long enough and they're always the best content on those other porn sites, the free version. And so I'm like, if I get in there and I pay for it, turns out there's like 8 gangbang videos, which I'm sorry is not enough for $29.99 a month. But
yeah.
Listen, it was I'd pay $30 to have those videos.
Well, I guess quality over quantity, I guess you're looking at.
No, but the thing is, I need new. I can't watch the same one over and over. I can't. So that's my problem.
Got you. There is also a thing called Blacked, which is B-L-A-C-K-E-D, which is great.
I know. That's how I found Blacked Raw. But Blacked Raw, I don't know why it's Blacked pretty much is what I'm watching, those videos. I liked Blacked.
Yeah, it's great.
But I don't like 3 minutes of them. I want 35 minutes of it. I don't want to see I don't like when they cut right to the act. I want to see the act start. I want to see it like go in. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't it's happening.
Yeah.
Let's see how we got there.
It does. It frustrates me when they're like, hey, what are you doing in this park? And his dick's in her the next scene. It's like, why is she in the park?
Oh, that's not what I mean. I mean, I don't want story. I want, if there is a gangbang happening, and I'm sorry to our listeners who are like, this is really grotesque, but this is like, I think this is important. I want to see, without being too, I want to see how she got in that position and how they all got to be it where they are. Not what car they took? Again, no. Noah, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I know. I'm fucking around, Nikki.
You don't even need like the sex part. You just need what happened before.
No, I do need the sex part. I need to see how the penises got in her, and I need to see them go in her. If I could be directly... I don't want to cut to when the penises are already in her. Like a lot of times, they'll just cut to it, and all the penises are in her, and they're mid-act. I want to see how she took on that many and how each one was introduced and like how she felt about it. Because a lot of times a girl is like, has to like really like push through to get those things in it, like to do that. It's like a feat of physicality. And so I want to see the process.
No, I get what you're saying. Cause it really does turn me on when the girl goes slower.
Yes.
Like, oh, because that's never happened
to me. People making porn.
Never.
Will you not? There is a whole subreddit called
Gentle.
When It Goes In.
Yeah.
And it's a girl's face when it goes in. So why are you cutting around that? And will you please mic the men? And men who are in porn, will you please be nicer and be like very enthusiastic? I need to direct porn.
Gosh,
that's all that
I would
has
love
to happen.
One girl needs to go, gentle, Andrew. gentle. You're so big, gentle.
I mean, that's never
happened. That's all I want in life. No, they go harder.
Well, just I'm finger like, I'm not- aggressively, and that someone will go gentler.
These little nubs. I need like five. I need five more hands.
Oh man, I'm sorry you've never heard that, but I've never heard it either because they don't mic the men.
Mike the men.
Oh, wait. No, that's the girl saying it. Never mind.
Boys to Men.
No.
Nikki's favorite band.
I don't know any of their songs.
It's so hard to say goodbye to that penis in your vagina.
I mean, I can't believe I've never heard that song that you guys are like, is a classic.
Yeah, it was so funny. Your mom and her business partner, Debbie, came over.
Yeah.
By the way, was Debbie like, was really hot when she was in her prime? She's a very beautiful older woman.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she's a beautiful woman now, but why do you need to know about her in her prime? And I didn't know her in her prime. My mom and her got to be friends later. Okay, but well, like, what kind of question is that? Like, does that change anything?
I guess I take it back.
You see a hot woman in her later years and you just go, I want to know if she was hot when she was young too. I mean, probably.
Yeah, it's like, you don't want to know when, what's that
but you
actor?
Said it like, was Debbie a model before? Like, she
yeah,
is whatever she is sure. now. Have you never seen a beautiful older woman? Usually there are beautiful women before that too.
I know. I was just wondering. I mean, I just want to see a picture. Well, it's like when you want to see a picture of like Sean O'Connor. What's his name? From
Sean O'Connor is my comedian friend.
No, what's their name?
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah, when he was like younger, he was hot.
Yeah, you want to see when they're younger. Like, how many girls put up a picture of when Biden was in his 20s and be like, oh, I'm
not that many.
Fuck
I mean,
Biden.
A couple, but you being like,
no,
was
a lot.
The first thing you say about an older woman is hot. Hey, was she like super hot when she was younger? I mean, that's like, you could just say, wow, she's a really pretty older woman.
I did say that
no,
in the same sentence.
After.
Yeah, I we don't like the setup and butt. We
oh,
do
yeah,
the,
yeah, that's right. I'm like, Mike, the man.
So your mom and Debbie come over and I literally like
because they're setting up our podcast studio.
Yeah,
they're not just
they're
coming over to like what hang out with you. Yeah,
yeah
I mean
yeah.
Well, I don't know, now the word is out that you're into a young Debbie.
Debbie cakes. Yeah, dude, TaskRabbit wanted it. He that's what he asked for. He's like, hey, let me get someone that in their prime was dope. I had to put away so many dildos for your mom to come
what
over. Your
knows?
Mom called me. Your mom called me and
told
goes, hey, can you put them away? I don't know if Debbie, who's past her prime, will like these.
Oh, my God. My mom is just so scared what other people think about her constantly. It's just, it's exhausting. I just don't know how you live like that with, like, constant fear that anyone, she's friends with Debbie. It's like, and works with her all the time. Like, this fear of people thinking that your daughter might have a box of dildos. Like, I understand if Debbie was like a Christian and that would deeply offend her and it would make, but my mom is friends with this woman and I have talked about sex in front of my mom multiple times. It's like, what is everyone just, will you let things go? And me having a box of dildos at this, they're working for us, by the way. I'm not even paying them to work for us. iHeart is. They're building our studio. My mom is and Debbie are stagers for houses for real estate, and so they got this job on their own without me even being involved. It was the weirdest story, but my mom is now cleaning up her client's home so that her business partner might not be offended by a box of dildos. Like, my mom's embarrassment over who I am, which I am a box of dildos, that is who I am, Mom. It makes me so mad that she had to write you and go, Andrew, will you hide all those sex toys because Nikki might. It's just like, let me be who I am, and why don't you just be a woman who has a daughter who is able to even give you a job because I am famous for having boxes of dildos. Like, why not celebrate that? Why do I have to hide who I am? I am, like, that just makes, it
yeah.
just makes me want to cry that my mom is still trying to, like, be someone that she isn't. And it's not even me. It's, she's being the, she wants to not be associated as the mother of someone who would have a box of dildos. It's just like, get over it.
Yeah.
Jules.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's
that
deep. How many dildos she would have been cool with. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there
everything
was literally
in my,
like,
house is
yeah.
a dildo. Like, I can rub.
That's true.
I can put anything in that place inside me. That's why that furniture company is called Burrow.
Yeah, burrow that puss.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, that's not like really the joke. It's like you would burrow something inside you, but yeah.
Yeah. Burrow that.
Well, you don't burrow a like if a squirrel is burrowing a nut, you burrow a nut. You don't burrow into the you don't burrow the ground. You know what I mean?
You burrow the ground with the nut.
No, you don't. You burrow a thing into the ground. So burrowing the pussy would be like it was a squirrel was putting my pussy in the ground for later. So it would be burrowing something into my pussy.
So you could burrow pussy.
I mean, like, yes, but that's it would, you would have to cut off someone's pussy and then burrow it somewhere.
Oh, by the way, check out the Dig Doc of TikTok, ladies and gentlemen.
What is that?
Just throwing that out there. It's just this doctor that is a urologist on
the
this
Dick old Doc Jewish of doc. TikTok.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, what does he do?
I don't know. My little brother sent it to me recently, and he was asked. He was talking about
tell
if guys can have add length.
Oh
to your dick.
Yeah, you always want to know that. And the verdict
yeah,
is?
Yeah, so one girl says, you know, be careful. The verdict is no. You can take, like, fat above your dick, taken off. He said you could tie a weight to your dick. That's helped.
Yeah, like the tongue stretching thing that we got into.
Yeah, but I don't think that will help your boner. And then you could do the penis pump, which we've
right,
all
right, which you,
done.
You've done
yeah.
before. And if you want to hear Andrew's penis pump story, don't worry. I'll make him tell it very soon so that you all... I mean, that's a story you need to retell, I feel like, every five episodes of the podcast. I introduced people to like our relationship at the top of this podcast in case we have new listeners. But the penis pump
nice.
Story, people, that's like... That is your... what's the story that like... creates the hero, like it's like the Odysseus, like it's your origin story. I would say the penis pump story. By the way, talking about TikToks on TikToks, people did send me wart videos and pictures of their warts. I want to talk about that later. However, I do have a lot of notes for you in terms of what you should be sending me. And thank you so much. I can't wait to talk about it later. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first.
Oh, boy. I hope everyone's having fun out there, having all the swells. Okay, a stunned one.
Oh, my God. It's meaningless. But, yes, you do actually wish people are having the swells, which what does that mean to you at this point? Like, when you say that, what do you picture?
I picture someone... maybe they're not, you know, having all the swells, and then I say it, and then boy, are they having swells.
I picture someone catching a wave.
Yeah, catching a wave of happiness, to be honest.
Okay, like just being like, yeah, the wave's coming in, they're just like filled with like, they're happy.
Like your favorite song comes on, no, that was just my mouth.
No, was it?
I didn't fart.
It sounded like a squeak. Okay, go on.
Oh, no, just swells. Okay, so... cheese tacos. Okay, all right, you heard it here first. Here we go. A stunned woman is still charged for an Uber ride that drove straight into a canal. A 30-year-old woman in Manchester asked for her Uber driver to stop when she noticed that his navigation would drive them into the canal. The driver refused. The woman said the driver was going 5 miles per hour, and then all of a sudden, the front of the car was in the canal. After she climbed out of the car, however, she was reportedly told to walk the remaining distance of her trip, despite it being the middle of the night, and then she was charged for $40 when she got home. Uber refunded the woman, but only after the incident was made public. No one was injured.
Okay.
Wild.
I mean, this has happened before where it's like, I've been in an Uber... Because I only do Ubers in Los Angeles. I think if I move to Los Angeles, I'm not going to get a car and just take Ubers everywhere because it's so much time in traffic in LA. You might as well be on your phone in the backseat or reading a book or listening to music instead of like controlling a machine. But being in Ubers all over LA, it's insane the amount of people where you pull up to somewhere and you see on their phone that is like locked into their little thing. You see the dot on their screen of like the drop off is here. And they just will not go to it. Like it's you know, like 20 feet ahead, but they still won't, they're still inching. And then you can't even open your door because they're still moving so slowly. I just don't understand why people can't follow a fucking dot on a screen. It really enrages me enough that I want to break their flip phone. Call back to a thing you didn't hear. But Noah also has this spatial... problem in her head where she doesn't understand distance. So if like, and Carlisle Forrester, my friend, who's a listener to the show also has it. And I think that some Uber drivers might have this because a lot of people do is like you don't know what 0.2 miles is. You don't know what 0.1 miles is. You don't know what 500 feet might look like. And so that's where I say, look at the fucking dot and then move your car to the dot on the map. But they just can't do it. People are just kind of slower than I am in that respect. And I am slower in other ways, I will say. But like, there are some people that don't understand what 500 feet is. Destination in 500 feet, they just stop or they keep going and you're like, but they're, they, and this all relates to the canal because some people just trust the map too much, whereas others don't look at it at all. And I'm still perplexed by someone who doesn't understand what a mile, like the day that I was with Carlisle Forrester in her car and she's dropping me off at the orthodontist and it said 0.5 miles away destination. We're on a road that is, we're going 30 miles an hour and she is slowing down like it's coming up immediately. And I go,
like
it's
a canal.
And I said, it's 0.5 miles away. And she starts going, stopping and braking. Like, is it here? And I'm like, wait, do you not understand what 0.5 means? It means a half a mile. She's like, no, I know, but I like don't know what that is. You run, Nikki, you run all the time. So like, you know, because of your running. And I was like, there's no way you could go a half a mile within seconds going 30 miles an hour. What the fuck is your brain doing right now? And it made me so mad because I don't understand how someone could not know that. But I also understand that I've never heard that Boyz II Men song and people could be mad about that. Like, how do I not know that? So I'm going to let it go. But Noah, do you relate to this canal driver?
No, I don't relate to the canal driver because I would take the advice of someone who understands navigation better than me. But I would understand what 0.5 mile means. Like, I'll know that I'll have a little bit of time. But I do have a spatial issue.
Okay, it's 0.5, true. You do know.
Can we just talk about the story in the sense that, do you think the guy would have, was it the idea of a woman telling him like where to drive? You think it was a sex thing?
No.
That was one question I have.
Maybe.
Also, the other question is, Uber didn't refund the driver right away when she complained. And I just hate these companies that have like all the money in the world, but they don't have someone you can just call and talk to on the phone and explain the context. You have to write it or fill out.
You know what I mean? There's no one to call. I love that you just like ask for it and they just are like, yeah, you went to the trouble to like fill out this form. Here's your $40.
It's not always, but that didn't happen with her. They
right
didn't
until
respond
it was public.
To her.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Like Google, if you have a problem with Google and you can't get in, you can't call anyone. I just hate these companies. It's just like,
yeah,
just put $20 into this thing that people normally need. It just annoys
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like a call center. You want a Google call center.
Yeah, a Google call center. I want a Twitter call center.
But I think they know that the things that you want help with, they can't give you. Like, they can't give you your password, like, no matter what. If you don't have the things that they're already telling you through the app they need, then someone talking to someone and yelling at them is not going to get it for you any sooner.
But if I refund a ride and say, hey, my driver drove into a canal and they write back,
agreed,
hey, we
got to
look into
agreed
that.
Agreed on that.
We got to look into this canal thing. Like, that's something you'd make up.
And I love that. When you know that this wasn't in the United States, right?
Yeah, it was in England.
Okay. Yeah, because you said Manchester, like it was like down the road.
Yeah, Rhode Island.
And we have canals here, but not that many. Or, you know, not here in the Caymans, but in the U.S. I'm sure there's canals in the Caymans. But in the U.S., I feel like Venice has canals. Venice, California. I don't know anywhere else that has canals. But canals is a very European.
Venice, Italy is a very canal.
I mean, that's what Venice, California is based off of, is the canals.
Oh, it is?
Well, it's either named because it has canals too, or it got canals because they were like, let's just Venice it up. Do you
know
that we can go to Europe if you have a vaccine in the summer? We can travel. Did you hear that
yesterday?
Let's
go to Europe. Let's go to Paris. Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, let's upskirt. Let's like, anytime there's a picture of the Eiffel Tower from below, I'm always like, you pervert. It looks like an upskirt. Okay,
but
next
it's
story.
So, yeah, how high does a person have to be where it doesn't become an upskirt because they're too far away where you can see the outline of her vagina? You know what I mean?
I think anything that shows your vagina up your skirt is an upskirt. So if your vagina isn't showing, it doesn't count.
But if you're 200 feet in the air, you can't. I couldn't draw you it, but it is an upskirt. You know what I mean? Like, that's
oh,
what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like every time you take a picture of a plane, it's an upskirt.
Yes.
Of all the women on the plane. But
well,
not.
If it's a glass bottom
yeah.
plane.
Yeah. Well, those, well, there's, that's, Elon Musk is creating those. He wants to do an upskirt from space. Okay. Is that the next story?
Okay, social media forces us to relive our ended relationships over and over because we creep on our exes, romantic partners, and friends. So essentially, when relationships ended pre-social media, they were more easily forgettable, right? The Anxiety and Depression Association of America have linked anxiety disorders directly to social media usage, and 20% of social media users say they have to check at least one of their accounts every hour to avoid feeling anxious. Essentially, we just have way too much. It's way too easy to see what our exes are up to, and it hurts us.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to what I was saying of like when you, the book that we talked about, Getting To I Do, you are addicted to someone when you've been in a relationship with them and you're in love with them. And like you looking at their Instagram, you watching videos of you guys, you going through what looking at photos in your phone is like, if you're trying to quit booze, it's like having little sips of it and you're gonna eventually want more and more. It's better just to go cold turkey. And now social media doesn't allow us to do that. I mean, last night I like, so.
Well, would you block an ex? Like, would you block everything to keep you away from it? Like, no matter what? I mean,
no,
you can still
if I was
Google
really
search,
done, but. Yes, because I would want nothing. Like, I just wouldn't care, or I wouldn't need to because I wouldn't care, you know? But if I still hold out hope, I don't want to block because I want them to be able to get in touch with me somehow, which is ridiculous because they could get in touch with you a million ways. And you also want to see, make sure that they see that you're thriving and that any girl they may be with is also going to see how great your life is. And, you know, like any, you got to have all these things open. But like last night, I even like, I felt embarrassed asking you, but being like, hey, does so-and-so still follow you? Hey, is what is going on their account? Because they blocked me. Like checking in on these things that like are addicty. They feel like really unhealthy behaviors to.
Do you think there is a strength though in the going to it and like, it, you know, when you drink 90 cups of coffee to like defeat your fear of coffee? So if you have this fear of what they're up to, at least you could see it and be like, oh, they're just having a shitty life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe it might be good to see that their life isn't that great.
But I think that also feeds of like, you are happy at someone else's dissatisfaction, yeah, which is
yeah,
a bad,
yeah, yeah.
That's not a good feeling to be like happy with other people's suffering. So, and I don't want to live in that place, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
I love when I see an ex in a hospital. Oh, it makes me,
yeah, but
you
then
know,
you know they're getting
cast.
A lot of attention and they might like lose a lot of weight from whatever's in the, they're getting in the hospital for, and they'll come out like svelter and then they'll get like banged out more. No, I can always find a fucking bad, but yeah, like I really struggle with that because anyone who dates me is really going to struggle because I am going to be everywhere the rest of your life. If I plan on having a career, like you will see me on billboards, you will see me on TV. I will haunt you. And that's one of the things I love about this business is that people who have hurt me, you don't get to just like forget that you hurt me. You'll be reminded of the one that got away the rest of your life. And when you and your girlfriend or your wife are sitting on the couch watching TV and I'm just a faint memory, and maybe she even kind of has an inkling that we dated or we're together, she'll feel your body tense from across the couch as an ad for my new late night TV show comes on. And maybe I'm hosting the Golden Globes and I look beautiful and I seem happy and radiant. And she'll feel a tenseness come from your end of the couch that isn't a tenseness based on the fact that maybe you want to be with me, but that there's some lingering feelings you may feel later that night when you two make love. She may question if you're thinking about me instead of her as you are inside her. And the truth is, you probably will, and you probably have before, and you probably will again. Actually, you probably often think of other women while you have sex with this woman constantly. And guess what? When you had sex with me back when we were together, you probably thought of other women then too, because that's a thing men do and it's a thing women do. But the fact that I will chronically and constantly be projected and dropped into your life to disrupt your happiness and your girlfriend or your wife's happiness, ever so slightly, because there is a feeling, an undercurrent of feeling that you might still have feelings for me, or there might be some unfinished business there that you'll never get to do again. Or you might just slide into my DMs and see if I'm still available and that I still have love for you. That to me you can't put a price on. I remember.
Why do I feel like that's a commercial for a perfume?
For Celebrity, my new fragrance. No,
yeah,
honestly.
It's just you in the desert trying to get Johnny Depp's attention.
Honestly, the first guy that ever broke my heart, and like Pete Lee, go Google it if you want to look at it. It's on YouTube, the story of me and Pete Lee's comedian. He met me when I was like a nobody and we had this amazing romance. And then he chose his girlfriend at the time over me, even though he had promised me he was going to break up with her, all this bullshit. And we were very young and dumb. And I remember thinking he thinks I'm an open micer in Kansas City and that he's never going to see me again. I can't wait to be everywhere and haunt him. And I did. For the next 11 years, we didn't talk. And I was everywhere. Not everywhere, but I began, you know, he really couldn't avoid me, especially because he's a comedian. And it was beautiful.
Do you think you would have worked as hard if he didn't break your heart?
No.
Because I mean, you want to be seen on the TV?
This is not the reason I do this, but it is quite an incredible bonus.
Yeah, the only reason I want to get on Netflix one time is so my ex-girlfriend from college who broke up with me and married a heart doctor can see me be funny for 7 minutes.
Dude, come on, let's be honest. And what 7-minute thing are you doing on Netflix?
Oh, it's this new thing that I've been talking to him about that they haven't answered my calls.
7-minute sillies? I know that the title needs work, but keep
pitching
it. No,
that's a great title. The 7-minute silly.
Wait, Andrew, don't you, isn't there a part of you that even though you're in a relationship that you like and you don't think about your ex almost probably ever, but your ex from college, like, doesn't that kind of delight you to think that she might see you looking like hot and funny and famous?
It does, but I think I'm so self-deprecating that she's like, I didn't even know about the penis pump story, or I didn't know these.
Oh,
even
she'll
these,
hear like, all your embarrassing things. Yeah, that's the other rub is that once they watch your special, they're like, ew, I'm so glad I'm not dating this girl who's talking about her pussy lips. And then you talk about queefing one time, and she's like, ew, like his girlfriend's like, gross, you dated her? And he's like, yeah, she's disgusting. And then I talk about like shitting my bed or something, and they're like, oh, yeah. then they have sex over the like celebrating that we're not, that he's not with me.
All she heard on this podcast was, yeah, I never was in fear of his small dick, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that's all she heard. That's all.
Exactly. And
but no, people, like, I just got interviewed by the Hullabaloo, the Tulane paper, and when she knew me at Tulane, I was a fucking like big time loser, like cheated on everything, like really had no confidence. So whatever, it's just funny that it's come kind of full circle in the sense of that. But anyways, just plugged at a Hullabaloo paper at Tulane
Hullabaloo.
That I never read.
I love it. Okay. You gave them and you acted like we have heard of that. You're like the Hullabaloo, you know, the paper at Tulane. Dude, no, people at Tulane don't even read the fucking Hullabaloo. They maybe grab it on their way to class and do the crossword out of it like I did in every fucking class. I think
they hold their cocaine in it somehow. I don't know. Apparently, there's been a lot of orgies going on at Tulane, so shout out. So why do I care? Oh, can we do the other story tomorrow, though? Because I love that story. Okay, cool.
Great.
Why do I care?
God, I love that voice. Okay, model actor Tyrese. Speaking of Black Draw, shocks his fans when his girlfriend Zelie Timothy shares a video on Instagram of him shaving her puss.
Oh my God. A video? Oh my God. Wait a second. This is Tyrese shaving. Okay. It looks like a video. It's a point of view of him. It looks like she's having a, you know, an OBGYN exam. He's using that like intuition from the one that was Jewel had, did a commercial for. Just follow your heart. Do you remember when they used a Jewel song for the chic intuition? Oh my God, he's shaving her pubes and you can hear it. Wait, do it again. Go to the part where you can hear it.
He's shaving very fast.
Hold on.
And he's going up.
Wait.
Beautiful.
That's hot. I'm into it. I'm really into it. Like, examining a pussy, like he's so excited and like so like bleh. Like I love the idea of a guy just being like, oh my God, like look at it, like so like opening it like a kid on Christmas, not a real kid, like a tiny goat.
That would have been a funny sketch if he pulled out a chainsaw, but like yeah, like but I think it's hot. I think there's something to be said about, like, because, like, you know, guys are like, I don't want any pussy on my girlfriend. There's something
pussy
like
hair.
Connecting. Yeah, there's something. There's a big connection where you can shave your girl's puss and then still want to have sex with it after you treated it like. Like it was like not sexual. You know what I mean?
Right. But I think it can be very sexual. But I understand what you're saying. You can make shaving
Andrew,
sexual.
Tell Nikki what Tyrese said because it's a little hard to hear it in the video.
Oh, Tyrese can be heard in there. The clip saying, going to put the creamer on it first, mix it with some oil.
Ooh, that's hot. Yeah, see, this is all very sexual. Like the slathering, the hair. And I'm
People
guessing she didn't have a huge bush. I'm guessing she just had a little bit of growth from the last time she shaved because she shaves. I would love a guy to shave my pussy someday. Hey, future husband out there or girlfriend of guy that I'm not dating anymore listening. Aren't you glad that he's not with someone who would want him to just shave her asshole hairs?
Anal hairs. Dude, what?
I think it's all right.
He got a lot of flack, though, for this.
Good. I mean, because
he put
people,
it on Instagram.
Because people are like my mom wanting people to box up their dildos. Let these people do whatever. And I get it. Maybe we don't need to see it on his Instagram. But anything that shows a man being not disgusted and almost turned on by a task down there that isn't usually sexualized, I'm into. And I remember hearing in college that a girl, my friend's roommate in college, hooked up with Screech when he came to town. He came to like the local comedy club.
He had a huge cock.
And they hooked up and he shaved her pussy hairs. And I remember being like, what? He shaved her vagina? And they're like, yeah, that's what he was into. And I was like, ew. But at the same time, I was kind of like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but also that's what killed him.
And he was used to, like, his hair looked like a big pussy bush. So he was probably...
So he knew what he was dealing with.
Okay. So now I'd like to pivot into a couple things we've talked about this week that I just want to follow up on real quick. First of all, I do know that the Eagle Eye Cherry is the name of the band that has saved tonight, not Buck Cherry. Buck Cherry is the name of the band that I should have used for my Conan appearance where I was talking about my dentist listening to that song, "You're a crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it." That's Buck Cherry. And I said in the Conan interview, Jane's Addiction, which is not even it. Save Tonight is by, what is it called again? Eagle Eye Cherry.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Got a lot of corrections on that. Thank you to the listeners for following up on us on that. As always, you can write to us on Nikki Glaser Pod, in our DMs. You can also slide into my DMs at Nikki Glaser. Some of those I read, and you can also write into the show at, the Nikki Glaser Podcast at Gmail. And then I also want to say that Sam Smith identifies as they, them. They identify as non-binary, not as a male. So I apologize to Sam Smith. I apologize to them. And I also apologize to them for saying that I don't enjoy their music as much as other people do. And that is a me thing. That is not a they thing. Now, I also want to follow up on my request for, and I didn't expect this early in the podcast to admit to everyone that I have a real obsession with watching videos of warts being extracted from people's feet. It is a weird thing I'm into. I watch videos of it every single night on Reddit, on YouTube. I have literally watched every single YouTube video of a wart being extracted from a foot that exists. And I mean thousands of videos because every single night I search for new ones and they all have, I've seen them all, you know, like there's no new footage of warts, that I can find it. I don't know what it does for me. It soothes me. It makes me feel like just very, I'm going to start pay. If there was like websites like porn that I could pay for videos of this, I would. However, so many of our listeners have reached out to me and sent pictures and videos of their foot warts. Plantar warts is what I'm into. And I know you're like, ew, this is so weird, Nikki. You're so weird. You know how you like to watch pimple popping videos and blackheads being extracted and weird stuff? We all have a weird thing. Don't judge me. I'm just being open about mine. And it's less people are into it. So many people sent me wart pictures. But the thing is, when they send videos on Instagram, if you watch the video, it disappears. And I have to be in the right space. Like if a good wart video comes in, it is so valuable to me that I want to be like in my bed, curled up, about to go to sleep, really in a right state of mind to enjoy it. So I'll open it and I'll quickly shut it because I don't want it to go away.
you know, like on Snapchat, how videos go away. So if you are sending wart videos, please send them to the Gmail, thenikkiglaserpodcast@gmail.com. And by video, I mean, like, if you want to send a video of you, like, picking at it, like.
And also, don't go straight to the picking. We want to see everything.
I mean, I want to see a video. Okay, I want to see it. I want to see a video first of you, like, kind of like showing me where it is. I don't want a close up shot because I need to see where on your foot it is, and then I want to tell you what to do to it. It's so weird. Yeah.
This is exactly like the videos you were talking about before.
I know. I want to see exactly how you like get into porn. It.
Yes.
And I almost want to go live with you so I can tell you what to do to it, because if I could give myself a foot wart, I would, but I'm too scared to get them anywhere else. So I am just begging you that if you have a wart on your finger, like on a callus part of your finger, there has to be like callus on it, because I want you to scrape that off, and then I want to see the little dots where that are not seeds. Everyone thinks those are roots or seeds. Those are just blood capillaries that are feeding the wart. I know all about warts. I can literally go to medical. I could like pass the wart part of medical school, dermatology school.
You can start third year.
I want to get into it. Like if comedy doesn't work out, I literally would become a foot doctor, because I watch all of these foot doctors on YouTube. I subscribe to all of them. They scrape off calluses. They get into like diabetic ulcers. I like kind of like that, even though the goo and the blood is kind of gross. I like a dry wart that's just being like carved out, and then you have like nothing in your foot. It leaves behind like a gaping hole that they cauterize, but I could do that too for you. Don't hurt yourself with these wart videos, but please send, if you have a wart on your foot, I am into it and I want to see it, and I will not tell you by name who you are, but like, I don't have any friends with warts, and I need some. I would literally, if a boyfriend had a wart on his foot, I would like him more. Final thought.
Can we do the best wart competition, maybe?
I would love that. I mean, like,
and we'll put them up and we'll have people vote.
I really want you to email them though, you guys, because a lot of times in the Instagram DMs, I get a lot of criticism, especially like people just like to say, I love the podcast, but, or whatever. And I don't like to read any of that. So if it's so I might miss it. If you start it with like, love the podcast, here's my wart, I might not even see it, because there's so many times that love the podcast is followed by, but you're mean to Andrew, or you talk too much. And I just like can't handle that, even though I do let some of it in.
Keep those coming, guys. Yeah.
I feel like I've been much nicer to you in recent weeks because of that feedback.
Yeah, just being a human being, sure. Okay, so
it's hard when you do a podcast with your roommate and best friend that you already have a dynamic with. And obviously, I want to be nicer to you, and I'm working on it. But it's not about being a human being. Actually, human beings are terrible by nature. So I have to try to be nice sometimes, because you frustrate me in a way that most of my loved ones frustrate me. So it means that we're closer.
Final thought. I wanted to tell you what happened last night where I went. I kind of need to give an apology, I guess. I had Brenna stretch out my ball sack to see how far it would go.
And Brenna is?
The girl I've been seeing. Mm-hmm. And she stretched my ball sack out so far.
Did she have to go to my room?
Yeah, she went on the balcony and she actually drooped down six floors. She was just holding on for dear life.
It's so nice to know that. I was going to get a rope in case we ever had a fire so I could escape from my room, because I just am like, I would.
We're 12 floors up.
Yeah, we're 12 floors. Yeah. I would jump to my death. And so I was going to get a rope, but it's nice to know that I just need your ball sack.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
All we need is another ball sack on the ground once we jump. But so she pulls it. It's insane how long my ball skin, because you get older as a guy, your balls just, your skin gets longer. And I.
Wait, did it snap back and hit her in the face? Why do you have to apologize?
I got to apologize because I spread it like, you know, like bat wings, and I covered her whole hand with my ball skin.
And it was like trapped in her hand?
Yeah.
You burrowed her hand?
I burrowed her hands. And then she looks at me and she goes, that's too far.
Oh my God. But it's in a playful way.
In a playful way, of course. And I'm apologizing, obviously, in a playful way. But like, are there things that you do sexually where it's like, yeah, it's hilarious to cover your whole hand with my ball skin, but maybe next time you're down playing with my balls, you might only think of that and it might turn you off. You know what I mean?
Right. Like I never really want to balls. I don't want guys to be like silly with their dick unless I want to be silly with it. But the thing is, I do that too sometimes with like with penises. I get real silly, and like, we'll sometimes I'll look up and the guy's just like, Do you need like time alone with this? Because I'll be like, just being, I can be very, very silly. And I think it's cute because I just like, if I love someone, I like their penis so much. And I like to like do funny things with it and like talk to it and act like it's like a separate entity. And sometimes you do look up and the guy is just like kind of disgusted by you. And it was like, are you a 7-year-old playing with a doll right now? Like, what is going on for you right now?
Yeah, what is this, like Play-Doh for you?
Yes.
Noah, has a guy ever like gone, not too far, but being like playful sexually where it's like, okay, this isn't hot anymore. Like what you're doing is too silly. Or
I can't remember that ever happening, but I was wondering, did it feel good to stretch your balls around your girlfriend's hand, or was there no feeling?
Her, honestly, like it would kind of feel cool.
Like a warm glove.
Yeah, like a... an already warm glove, ew, but also cool.
That's how I'm going to ask someone to marry me, I think.
I remember one time.
My ball skin on your over your hand.
I was getting choked by a boyfriend sexually, and I wanted him to be like more aggressive and not like he was just learning how to do it. And I talked about this in my special, but he literally was choking me. And he just and I was just wanting more from him. And he like didn't have any lines. And so he literally goes, I'm going to kill you. And I just was like, no. I like took his hands off like, what? Okay. Well, that was quite a leap there, sir. And he was like, really? And I was like, I mean, show me how you got there. Mike the Men.
Mike the Men.
What, he put his ski mask on before?
It was so funny. He was just like, so I'm going to kill you. And it was just like, that was
he trying to be funny or
no,
was he trying to be hot?
He was really just, he struggled with trying to come up with something that matched choking a woman for the first, like I think we had just gotten into that kind of play, which I do enjoy a good choking, but you don't need to say anything. My maid is here, so I got to go. Thank you for listening to the show today, everyone. We will be here tomorrow for sure. Andrew
will
be here. I love that
yesterday's show ended with a TazzRabbit and today a maid. What's next?
I know. Who knows? Thank
Who's
you so much, Noah.
Next?
Thank you to new listeners. Thank you to old listeners. Thank you to chronic listeners. We're gonna have merchandise soon, we're gonna have video soon, we're gonna have but as always we will have 4 shows a week for you. And keep telling your friends about us, tell people who've never even heard of podcasts about us because they're out there, and get them into other podcasts too. Serial's a great one to start with. Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you later, Noah. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye
guys.
All right.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.